had a, you know, a very short passage by Ajahn Chah. This is in the book called A Tree in the Forest. And this little reflection is called Gift. We should investigate the body within the body. Whatever's in the body, go ahead and look at it. If we just see the outside, it's not clear. We see hair and nails and so on, and they're just pretty things that entice us. So the Buddha taught us to look at the inside of the body, to see the body within the body. What is in the body? Look closely and see. We will see many things inside that will surprise us, because even though they are with us all the time, they're within us, we've never seen them. Wherever we go, we carry it with us, but we still don't know them at all. It's as if we visit some relatives at their house and they give us a gift. And we take it and put it in our bag and then leave without opening it to see what is inside. And when at last we open it, we find it full of poisonous snakes. Our body is like that. If we just see the shell of it, we say it's fine and beautiful. But we forget ourselves. We forget impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, and not self. If we look within this body, it's really repulsive. There's nothing beautiful in it. If we look according to reality without trying to sugar things over, we'll see that it's really sad and wearisome. Dispassion will then arise. This feeling of disinterest is not what we feel. This feeling of disinterest is not what we feel aversion for the world. It's simply our mind clearing up, our mind letting go. We see all things as not being substantial or dependable. However we want them to be, they just go their own way, regardless. Things which are unstable. Things which are not beautiful are not beautiful. So the Buddha said that when we experience sights, sounds, tastes, smells, bodily feelings, or mental states should release. Whether it's happiness or unhappiness, it's all the same. So let them go. I want to invite you into this day of meditation, exploring the body. And to remember that dispassion is not aversion. I think that's what one line that didn't quite make sense to me was trying to say. What about pushing away? It's about understanding. Understanding what this actually is and what's the right relationship to it. Often people ask, how can I see when I'm deluded? And it's not easy because of the very nature of delusion. But we can catch glimpses of delusion. We can kind of get the telltale signs of when it's around. Whenever we have this idea that something is so beautiful, it's perfect. Falling in love is a good example. You can't see anything wrong. Then we know there's delusion. And the same on the other side. If we're having trouble with someone and we can't find one good thing to say about them, illusion is there, because there's nothing like that in this realm. There's good and bad, positive, not so great in everything. Seeing the beautiful in what's ugly and seeing what's not beautiful in the beautiful, it is something that comes about with the maturing of our own wisdom. And then instead of grasping the beautiful and pushing away the non-beautiful, to really just hold it all. See it for what it is and become dispassionate, disentangled, unentangled, and knowing, and compassionate, and kind. And then letting go is something that opens the way for much deeper caring, really, and compassion, without attachment, without clinging, without needing things to become or become something we want it to be or to stay the way it is for our satisfaction. But instead to allow things to be as they are, change as they are, change as they will. They will anyway. And the heart is at peace. So practicing to lay in this habit of seeing in this way and relating in this way begins with seeing the body as it is and accepting the body as it is. And caring for the body as it is, tenderly, attentively, without clinging. So today as you sit, today as you walk, today as you eat, and when you lie down to sleep, be present with this body. This is the one you have for this go-round. And this is the opportunity to really sense, to see, to hear, to taste, to touch, to smell, to understand the nature of reality. This is a very precious instrument. If we don't cling to it. So I'm going to lead the same meditation that I offered last night to ground us again in this view of the body from three perspectives. Making sure we're comfortable as we sit and stable. And use our breath to bring our attention deep inside. Calm. Top of our head, noticing the skin as we reflect on the anatomical parts of the body, skin on the face, the back of the head and the ears, the skin of the neck. Shoulders and down the arms, starting with the upper arms, the lower arms, the skin over the hands, just skin. And then back to the shoulders. Noticing the skin down the front of the body, the chest, the stomach, the abdomen, and then the skin down the back of the body, from the shoulders, down over the shoulder blades, down to the waist, over the hips. And then the skin coming down the legs, lower thighs, over the lower legs, and the skin of the feet. Now what if we just took that skin off and laid it on a pile next to us? We begin from the soles of our feet and we just notice the flesh. The flesh of the feet. The flesh of the lower legs. The flesh of the upper legs. Without the skin, what do we see here in the body? Noticing all of that inside the body that's soft as flesh. Moving up through the abdomen, up through the chest and back. To the shoulders and then coming back to the hands, noticing the flesh of the hands, the forearms, the upper arms, shoulders and the neck, and the flesh of the face and the head. Now at the top of the head, what if the flesh were taken away and piled next to you? And now we just have the bones. Starting at the head, aware of the skull, without its skin, without its flesh, and aware of the neck, bones. The shoulder bones, the upper arm bones, the lower arms, and the hands. All that work those hands have done now just bones. Coming back to the shoulders, noticing the bones, the spine, and the breastbone, the ribs, the bones of their feet. We can let the body reassemble. Picking up the flesh, letting it come back into place, letting the skin come back into place. And we take it apart in any way, in the way of the elements. Everything that's solid. The bones of the feet. The bones of the lower legs. Earth element. Of the upper legs or earth element in all other solid parts. What's solid in the legs? And as we move up into the body, certainly the bones are solid earth element for the most part. There are also other solid parts. And on up through the body. Noticing the earth element. Up to the shoulders. And then bringing awareness to the hands and the earth element in the hands. The earth element is what gives this body structure, solidity, shape. Earth element in the lower arms, the upper arms, the shoulders, the neck. And finally, the earth element of the head. Teeth, the skull, the earth element internally and externally are the same. And let this idea of self dissolve. Let this idea of the body as self dissolve. And now at the top of the head, we begin to notice the water element, the tears, the blood, the saliva. Down through the head, the softness of the flesh down through the neck, and the shoulders, water element in the arms, upper and lower, water element in the hands. Water element in the torso. Digestive juices, softness of the flesh, the organs, water element down through the body, abdomen, urine, down to the legs. Water element is on upper legs, the lower legs, feet. Water element, salty, just like the water out there in the bay. Just water element. This body is of nature. The elements are the same. And now from the bottom of the feet, noticing the fire element, that which animates this body, which ages this body, which converts food into energy, which produces heat. The fire element in the feet, in the lower legs, feeling the warmth on the skin, the upper legs, the fire element in the belly, in the chest, in all the cells, in the hands, the heat in the hands, and the fire element in the lower arms, the upper arms, the shoulders. Feeling the fire element in the neck and the head. Fire element the same internally and externally. And now the air element. The air in the nostrils. Mouth, the tubes in the ears, air element in the throat and in the lungs. And there's also air element in the arms, upper, lower, and hands. Air element in the cavities of the body. Legs, upper parts, lower parts, air element in the feet. The elements mix, configure to form this body on a temporary basis, based upon existing conditions. And ending when those conditions are no longer there. So notice the air element of breathing. Breathing in. Being present with this in-breath as an in-breath. Being present with the out-breath as an out-breath. Breathing in, reflecting on how this air has come through so many other bodies. Throughout time, then we return the air back to the external air element. breathing can establish us in a deep sense of calm and peace. And give us the opportunity to reflect on the impermanence of this body. That there will be a lasting breath. This is certain. That the same breath in this moment is one step closer to that time of death. Focusing in this way helps us to take the practice seriously. To take the care and then the attention to what's good seriously. To what's beneficial seriously. This could be the last thing, right? We're never sure. And every out-breath, relaxing and letting go. There's nothing in this world that's worthy of clinging. Nothing. Every other process, every other being, every other entity in this realm, in this world, is a process on its way, driven by its own karma. And our role, the part we have some control over, is to develop, cultivate, support, care for, appreciate, and discern, and act according to that wisdom. This in-breath may be the last one. This out-breath is for letting go. Continue practicing this way throughout the day, and for those periods in between, stay present as much as you possibly can with this breath, interested in it, holding it as precious but free from clinging.